are listening to the Holistic Travel Nurse Podcast. In this episode, I decided we finally need to hear from my mother-in-law. She actually wanted to be on my channel. She wanted to share her story. She knows that this will encourage somebody else. This is her story. We're not suggesting that you do the same. You speak to your doctors, your healthcare practitioner, if you are suffering with cancer. If you're looking to a natural approach, there are some incredible resources and some books that I suggest you should read. Also, you know, work with the health coach at the same time. It's always okay to work with the health coach. Matter of fact, you can reach out to me for your 30-minute free consultation. Reach out today, holistictravelnurse@gmail.com. It is me personally that emails you back. So what do you have to lose? Get a hold of me today and enjoy this episode full of encouragement, inspiration, and surprising results. Okay, so it's the Holistic Travel Nurse, and in this episode, if you're watching this or if you're listening it, this is my mother-in-law, Naomi. It's Naomi and Naomi show today.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about her experience with oils and starting on supplements and her own health crises. So I'm going to ask some questions. You don't mind telling anyone your age or anything, do you?
No.
Okay. So a woman of experience, been around. So how old are you?
75.
Okay. And then a couple years ago when I started with the oils and supplements, you were going through some stuff. What we have going on then in your health?
Well, in my health, I had ovarian cancer. They diagnosed me with that.
And how big was that tumor then?
They told me that it was a pretty big size one.
They wouldn't even do surgery, right?
Nope. They had to do chemo right away. They would not do surgery until they shrunk it.
And was there any other tumors or any other places in it at that time?
Actually, I had two tumors, one in my ovary and one on my pelvic. And the one on my pelvic was the one that was real, real big.
Okay.
And my tumor numbers at that time were 2,222.
They were really, really big.
Yep.
And you started the chemo, and we started some essential oils to help you out with it. And then we started you on some supplements, and I started you on some supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And you got okayed with the doctors to take supplements and started in that. And tell me how you felt after you started with those with the support of the chemo. How has it been?
Well, with the supplements, I have to really be honest with you. I have gotten a lot of energy. I'm able to do some of my little bit of yard work that I can do outside. And, I do everything at the house. You know, I take my trash cans to the alleys.
But before the supplements, you felt wiped out.
I was wiped out. I had lost 30-something pounds before the supplement.
And then those way improved. And then you have a not so great knee, so you have the deep blue and certain things that help with the knee too.
Right.
Because you're not allowed to get a lot of medications with the chemo.
Right.
And you've been doing chemo now off and on for
2 years.
2 years. And we just been doing supportive with the supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And then what oils have you been using? What do you love with the oils?
Well, I like the oils because they kind of help me relax at nighttime. I'm able to sleep better. And I like it when the doctors tell me that my tumor numbers are going down. Actually, my tumor number right now is 6.
Wow. Wow. And at first, did they think that you weren't going to get past this cancer?
Actually, they weren't too sure if I was even going to live or die.
They were only giving you actually so many months with stage?
It was stage 4C.
Ovarian?
Ovarial and pelvic cancer.
Oh, and I think God is good all the time.
Yes, he is all the time.
Yeah. And then so just supporting your body, I'm going to show her today about a couple other supplements when it comes to like getting support and feeling energy in your body. You can do that. And then, I mean, and there are days when your diet wasn't great, right?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't. Well, as a Mexican, you fry everything. And of course, I did have a lot of tragic hit me real fast because my son passed away in 2017 from a massive heart attack. 9 months later, my husband was hit and killed by a drunk driver. And then within a couple of months, it's when they diagnosed me with the cancer, ovarian cancer.
That's a lot of emotional and physical trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And have you felt like when you're stressed, the oils help with the stress?
It calms me down, yes. And I thank God for the fusion.
The fusion?
That you gave me and the oils. Because those really relax me, which right now, that's the most important thing I need.
Especially going through that all. Mm-hmm. It's nice to, and how, have you had nausea with any of the chemo?
Oh, yeah. And mm-hmm. I have vomits, too.
So do you do any of the oils to help kind of just with nausea? Have you tried any of it?
I haven't yet.
Oh.
Because I don't know which ones to take. So
we're all going
to
talk and I'll share. So one's great for nausea that digests in.
Okay.
Or the peppermint or ginger diluted rubbed on your belly.
Mm-hmm.
But even just breathing in peppermint or ginger are going to be helpful for any type of nausea. And because I couldn't imagine going through some of those chemos and having that much chemo and not having, you've only been sick once, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then really supportive. And your doctor's been amazed of how well you've been doing?
Yes. They can't believe how well I'm doing.
Let's see. And then do you have a little pills tray that you kind of set up your routine with your supplements or oils in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
And then in the evening, do you do the same thing?
I do at nighttime.
Oh, see, I even talked to her about using the oils with the dogs because she has two senior citizen dogs.
Yeah, I do.
And the senior citizen dogs would be helpful for their joints with some frankincense and lavender, mm-hmm. too. They would be beneficial just to, as much as they are beneficial to you, they're going to be beneficial to the dog. But she really wanted to come on and tell us how those supplements, she was like, we start them on them. She went off of them for a little bit because ran out and goes, no, I need more of those.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the difference. And did it take a while to feel the difference? Because it did for me at first.
It did. It took me, I got to say, about a month. And after that, I started feeling the little difference because I did not get, matter of fact, the doctors even gave me a lot of pills, you know, two different kinds of pills for nausea. And I haven't had to take them at all because the vitamins that I'm taking and supplements and oils, they really help me.
Yeah, they're an adjunct to your health. And what it is that our standard American diet, we have the food that we're even eating is not as nutrient as it used to be. And so therefore we're lacking in a lot of areas. And if you add connection pieces, I always think of like our bodies as like a Lego,
uh-huh.
but we're not a complete Lego. Like we're missing little areas. So you look at like this Lego and you're missing some little teeny Legos, like these tiny Legos, and you're missing some of those Legos, so you're not feeling like completely whole,
mm-hmm.
and you need to fill those Legos in with supplementation,
right?
And those supplementation is really, that's what it does for me. I also noticed that I will sleep better and I will feel better if I forget them accidentally. I don't feel as well. I feel dragged. I feel weighed down. I don't have the energy I normally have. That's what I feel. And I've taken different supplements my whole life, but these supplements made such a huge change for...
It actually did me too, because I used to be one of those that always believe in taking vitamins every day. And when my husband was alive, I even had him doing it. But I've noticed the difference between these vitamins that I'm taking from doTERRA than the vitamins that I was getting from the stores.
Yeah, big difference in quality, and then you feel the difference in your... And then I haven't had that much... you ever take vitamins on an empty stomach and I got major sick?
Well, they make you kind of like gassy in your stomach and you belch them. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I've had just almost vomiting when I took the, like, especially if anyone, remember, did you take prenatals at all? Did they
No.
do them back then? I wasn't sure. I remember them giving me the horse pills and prenatals, and they made me really nauseous. So anyway, she just wanted to come on, tell us that. What is your favorite oils?
Actually, I use a lot of the frankincense. I love the peppermints and the spearmints. And I like,
The citrus ones?
I love the citrus ones, but I don't have very many of those. But I do have the frankincense, and I have the, what else? Well, I have a lot of, the peppers, but
Oh,
I
pink
don't,
pepper. I put you
yeah.
on pink pepper. That's right.
And but those are pretty too strong yet for me, so
Oh,
I
pink
have
pepper's a
them.
little. You can do pink pepper, kind of add it in on taking it orally. It's a little strong, so you can rub it on topically then too, because pink pepper is a little intense of it. But it's got properties that are helpful for helping cellular health, is how I want to pronounce that. And so, pink peppers, that one's really good in that sense. And then, like I was telling you, I didn't tell you before, like muscles and your muscles being sore, people don't think about, but your fir oils, so that Siberian fir, those are all good for your muscles and your muscles that feel tense. So those are, and then combining lemongrass also. Lemongrass has multiple things that it does, has multiple, it's a wide range of immune support, and then a lot of great things for feeling good on the joints. It makes my skin sometimes a little red, but it feels good with, I like it with Aromatouch 2 or with Past Tense or Deep Blue. I love those combinations together. And they have that wonderful synergy effect. So, like this oil has this chemistry in it, this oil has that, but they actually work better together sometimes.
Okay.
And but you don't have to put them on, you don't have to like mix them. You can just put one on and then the other on, and they're going to have that synergy effect in your body, which is
Okay.
pretty cool. I think that's God's way of like combining plants and or if you were to, you cook in the spices, you like your ginger with your I'm trying to think, garlic, or you want your cilantro with your what other spices feel really good with cilantro besides chili? But they have those nice synergy, they work well together. So it's really cool to have like a protocol, and maybe sometime too, because you told me about you've had some memory issues because you've done chemo for 2 years, to have a little notebook if somebody has a notebook, or they set up a notebook like I'm going to do, and we're going to go, okay, so this is the things that maybe would be best to do in the morning, and this is my evening routine, and so that I know. And then in between, this is some things I can use or take if I'm, as the cold weather comes in and we feel like we need to be, I felt like at the Tin Man, like the Tin Man needs to get his oil out. I need to get my essential oils on my joints so that I can move in the winter.
I know that feeling.
So I'm like a little bit of here, a little bit of there, lube them up a little. That's how I used to. I have been doing more different with supplementation, and I find that if I eat less sugar, then I feel a little better. So I always tell people less sugar, more protein. I feel better. If I eat too much sugar, I don't feel good.
Yeah. I don't do sugar hardly ever anymore. But I like the juniper berry. I like that one. And the celery seed, because you got me started that
Oh
on
yeah, for your
that too,
tummy.
for my
Yeah.
stomach. So I do those when I have a lot of issues.
Oh, I do like those. Those are so supportive to our juniper is very supportive to your kidneys.
Because that's where I was having issues with my bladder and my kidneys.
And those are
And
supportive
that's and
to.
actually they once I started taking those, then my kidneys and my bladder started working normal. I didn't have any issues no more with those.
That is really, really good. And then you're going to have another PET scan, and hopefully, or you got a PET
I
scan,
already got
you're
last
just going
month.
to get the results of that and see where we're at. But so you've been supportive with and just like doing your thing plus doing the chemo, and you've gotten sick once, but you've also stayed well. But then you have great neighbors that help bring you healthy
Yes.
food too. So it's God's blessings in all ways around. So it's a combination of things that you're doing to support your body during this process. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I have to tell you, being honest now, because I didn't tell you before, I had a friend with this cancer and she didn't do anything else to support her. She just did chemo and she was my age, younger than me.
Oh,
someone
wow.
at church. And this was way before your diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And it was stage four and she only lived 3 or 4 months after that.
Wow.
And so I was super anxious and super nervous about what, how, about your cancer at first. I mm-hmm. was. And this, now we're talking 2 years later.
Yes.
And you look amazing and feel amazing and you've been able to support your body. And I just think we're just still going to give God all the glory for even whatever yes. he gives us in support mm-hmm. for our bodies.
Right.
Whether supplementation and good foods or oils or whatever we're doing or medicine, we can just give him all the praise for all of it.
But, oh, yeah, and because he's always good, you know, all the time. And between the oils and the supplements and the vitamins and God, I'm able to live independently.
I know.
I'm able to take care of my own self.
Yeah.
And
2 dogs.
And 2 dogs and 2 parakeets.
Oh, that's right.
So in a lot of ways, I'm a very blessed woman because God has blessed me with 2 wonderful, actually, all of them. My neighbors are very, very wonderful.
Yeah.
And very good. You just met one of them.
Yeah, yeah. And I think in especially in this time where everyone's been so stressed or whatever, it's good to reflect and think back and go, okay, we don't thank God for these teeny blessings. And I think of the doTERRA and I think of my oils too, or anything I have. I find them as a blessing.
They are.
And I find as a blessing when I'm able to help somebody else get started on that, something that's going to help support their bodies and make them feel better in their bodies and make them feel better emotionally or physically, because mm-hmm. I think it's important that people pursue feeling best they can in their bodies, for the time period that we're on this earth.
Right.
Yeah.
And I even thank God for you because you were the one to introduce me with these oils.
Yeah.
And I was, one time it was Lindsay, my neighbor, and Christy, who she's an RN. And all three of us were standing outside talking. And we started talking, and somehow, some way, doTERRA came in the subject. And she says, well, who does doTERRA? I said, well, my daughter-in-law introduced me to doTERRA when I was diagnosed with cancer. And I said, and I'm doing them. And she said, I am so happy that you're doing them. She says, I know a little of doTERRA, and you're doing the best that you can do, Naomi.
Oh.
So even my next-door neighbor believes in doTERRA, too.
It's really big in Colorado. It's pretty big on these health fanatics here in Colorado. I've been seeing more vegan and type of restaurants, and I see a more push for people to be eating and taking care of their body more. And I hope that people feel encouraged
mm-hmm.
when they hear your story, and that, you know what, if it's been supportive for your body, then it's going to support someone else in their situation. And, you know, all you have to do is 30 days and try it. And then if it doesn't work, you know, it's you can return the thing, but at least that you could try it and you could do something that's going to, okay, well, I want to increase my energy. I want to sleep better. I want to feel better. I want to support my body as I'm going through whatever the doctor tells me to do with the chemo and whatever mm-hmm. medications that you've been doing. So it's been amazing.
Yes.
It's been amazing. And she's been wanting to be on. So I hopefully, if you have questions or whatever, if you want to reach out, you can always reach out and we can ask more specific questions. I can always get them to you
mm-hmm.
about what we do and protocols and being supportive. But everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like to, and every single person's different. Like your health and needs are a little different. My health needs. So, and like Michael, your son. Yeah, I will set up his supplement different than what I set up for myself. I mean, we still took the LLVU, but we do a little bit other things. But I set up, he complains about how much I take him, but he does it. What I have for oils for him and what I have for supplements for him is a little different than what I do because we're all uniquely different
in
what we need. So, but I love that he could be taking a lot of the LLV the same and I could be taking the LLV and I feel the same. And we just add a few different conjunctive things of what he needs as a guy and what I need as I'm going through menopause or pre-menopause, I don't know, one or the other. It's different supportive stuff. So it's been a blessing to have you on the channel, share your story. She didn't have hair last time.
No, I lost all my hair.
And so you have to have your hair back. And you were really, really skinny.
Uh-huh.
And so you look so much better. And you were actually, Michael goes, at one point you were gray looking.
I was.
And so we were kind of scared.
My eyes were sunk and everything.
And you look so much better. And you have color in your cheeks. You have hair on your head. You have more energy.
I do.
Yeah, you look more vibrant. Maybe not bouncing like you used to a couple years ago. But feel vibrant in where you're at.
Right.
So that's what it's about. Well, I hope that this has inspired you to take care of your health naturally and add some supplementation. And thanks, Naomi, for being on.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you, Naomi, for being an awesome daughter-in-law and helping me.
Whoop, I lost it on my hip. There we go. See there. Now I'm going to show you stuff.
Wait, okay.
Let me get this.